Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He has changed the game of the night with one swing of his bat.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Mike Lynch on 1080.
Bang! Zoom! Go the fireworks!
The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner, for it must be a Wednesday, as it's always a Wednesday. My computer just froze. Oh, and we back. What up? Holla. Everything's
great,
okay.
I hate it.
Everything's all right.
Okay, cool.
Everything's all right. You watching cooking shows over there, Mike?
I am. That's my go-to. Well, that's not true. My go-to is there a good movie on the TV?
Which there is not.
No.
I just went through. It's the selection is quite brutal.
So I will put on a good movie first and foremost because, well, you know, normally this time of year, I'd be putting the Yankees on at 4 o'clock, and then I'd be putting a baseball game on of some sort at 7 o'clock when...
It's an A-bomb from A-Rod.
Well, I wouldn't be hearing that because he's in the booth now, and I hate
back,
him.
Back, 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 back.
Also wouldn't be hearing him because he doesn't do it anymore, right? But I would be watching baseball.
Yes.
And if it wasn't baseball, I'd be watching sports of some sort because, well, we work in sports radio and you know, follow along with the games and the teams and the Gliven. So I've been putting the movies on, and if there's no movies, I put Food Network on because Food Network is my favorite channel outside of the sports channels. And right now I'm watching Guy's Grocery Games.
I am watching Deportivo Saprissa versus Limon FC. It's Costa Rican football.
That is not something I would have put on. Is it live?
It is live with Adrian Healy and Alejandro Moreno doing commentary.
What channel is it on?
The Ocho. Well, it's on the Deuce.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't.
These fields are huge.
I know. That's the funny thing about soccer is that there's really no dimensions that need to be followed. Teams just kind of do whatever the hell they want with their fields.
Apparently in Costa Rica, they like them big.
Apparently. Look, I can watch Premier League, and I'm trying to watch Bundesliga, and I've watched a couple of games.
I'm
not watching Costa Rican Premier League soccer just because it's live.
Well, I am, dude.
Yeah, well, you'd also watch AAA baseball. I would not.
I would not watch AAA baseball.
Okay. Somebody's been ragging on me for not wanting to watch AAA baseball. And I'm like, what are you? I'm not. No, I would never do that. Like, but you're a baseball fan. Well, no, I want the best.
It's that classic when someone's like, dude, College World Series, you guys going to cover that? And I'm like, they still use metal bats? Nope.
Well, that's your own weird agenda. But I also would not watch it unless Oregon State was in it. Yeah,
I wouldn't even watch it if Oregon State was in it.
Well,
I don't know if I'd watch it if Washington State was in it.
That's saying something. But you have a extreme.
Do they still play with metal bats?
Metal bats.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It is extreme.
Yeah.
That's what they choose to use.
We're going to play basketball, but instead of the basketball, we're going to use a Nerf ball.
Cool.
It doesn't bounce very well.
But it flies farther when you shoot it.
Yeah.
Right?
Woo!
Instead of using an actual round ball, they have like a weird Nerf. What was it? Those football that had like the tails and the wings on it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember those?
Yeah, you just, and they like whistle.
Just fucking it down the court. Yeah. Well, I think that was a special type. You would get the whistling type of that Nerf.
Oh, yeah. I was too poor to get the whistle one. Kid down the street had one, though.
Yeah, yeah. So you got to hear it from him.
Yeah, yeah. You'd just be like, oh, man, is someone playing?
You came out with the simple, like, little pink football that didn't have anything on it. The Nerf was scratched off out of use.
Hey, guys, can I play? No, man. This is only for cool kids. All 4'7" of me walking away non-athletic. Oh, I guess I don't get a play today, guys.
When did that happen? Yesterday?
Oh, hey.
There's the short joke. I made a ball joke earlier just so you guys are all caught up.
Is that a ball joke? I like to switch them.
Yeah.
Whenever someone makes a short joke, I'm like, are you making fun of me because I'm bald? Someone makes a bald joke. Whoa, man. I can't control how short I am.
It's a great way to diffuse the situation, I suppose.
They look at you like, what?
And you want them, I'm just going to make a dumb joke.
Yeah, you want them to feel bad, but they're like, oh, man, you're bald and short? Yikes.
I didn't even notice the bald part.
Rough deal. God sent you a bad card, my friend.
He messed up.
He went,
He looked at his options. He spun a wheel, and it landed on bald and short.
But I'll tell you what. I'll make you really good at a lot of stuff that doesn't pay very well. The trifecta!
At least you're good at...
Yeah, I guess so.
You can sing and play music.
Yeah. For free.
But you're good at it.
Hey-o!
You put me in front of a camera and I would just be like...
Derp, derp.
Yeah, I would just growl along.
One day I thought I was going to sit in front of a camera and talk about sports. And then I looked in the mirror and was like, ooh, radio. Nice. Nice.
Yeah. I never had that thought. My thought was just, I want to be a play-by-play announcer. And then I went, I don't want to travel all that much. So
what?
You know.
Travel would be great.
Yeah, it'd be really grindy, though.
Yeah. Unless now.
I'm a homebody, man.
Unless it's now. Traveling sounds suicidal.
Yeah, not great. Although, wasn't there an airline out there that said, like, yeah, we're just going to start assigning middle seats again? Like,
yeah, I think it's called all of them.
Go for it.
I think it's all of them.
Okay.
But you got to wear a mask and don't touch people.
Good thing big old me, 6'4", 280 pounds, is not going to be able to touch somebody, even though I sit normally in those seats and I'm bumping shoulders and legs.
There was one time I was flying back.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
There's one time I was flying back. Where was I? Oh, it was when I was coming home from the World Series in 2016. We had a layover in Dallas-Fort Worth. My
strange
mom and I.
Layover spot.
Yep, straight. Well, we came out of Cleveland to Dallas-Fort Worth to, I think we went to PDX from there. Yeah, we did go from PDX from there. And my mom and I are sitting there. It's a sold-out flight. They're asking, you know, anybody wants to go on, you know, anybody wants to give up their seat, their standby, there's all these perks, blah, 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 blah. Mom and I are like, hell no, we're going home. And anyway, so we're waiting, we're getting ready to board, and this, like, airport attendant wheels up this older gentleman. He seems kind of large, and he's in a wheelchair, and this guy's talking to him, and it seems like they're kind of busting his balls. And I'm like, hey, man, lay off this guy. You know, he's clearly restricted. He's in a wheelchair. Like, let him on the plane first. And then a cop shows up. And I'm like, what is going on here? What is wrong? What has this guy done? And then I take the headphone out and I start kind of listening. Apparently, this man had been at the bar watching football or something for like 7 hours straight and was just housed. Absolutely hammered, fell off his bar stool, did not need medical assistance.
Oh, so he's in the wheelchair because he can't walk because he's housed.
Yes, he's in the wheelchair because he can't walk because he's that hammered.
Okay.
And they're like, sorry, we can't let you on. The guy's like, I gotta get home. Like my daughter lives in Portland. I gotta get there. And they're like, sorry, man, you are not getting on this flight. And then they started letting people on. Like this, they started letting people on while they're still talking to him. Mm-hmm. I get on the plane, I sit down. I got the middle seat, this nice woman sitting next to me, and she's got headphones in. I'm getting mine. We're getting ready to do the thing. And then all of a sudden, the door closes.
That sounded strange.
Well, we're getting ready to do the thing. Like, just do the not thing. Talk to people and put your headphones in and go home.
Yeah.
And the door closes, and they're getting ready for takeoff. And I look to my right, and the seat's empty. And I realize that guy was supposed to sit in the seat next to me.
Mm.
And they didn't let him on.
Lucky you.
So I slid over into his seat and I looked at that woman and I said, feel free to put your stuff here. And she was like, yeah, I thought this plane was sold out. We got lucky. And I looked at her and said, you got no idea, lady. You got no idea.
Did you then proceed to tell her the story?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I had to tell her story. No, I did not flirt.
Oh, okay.
I don't think she played for my team.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was very nice, and I got done telling the story. She laughed. She thought it was hilarious. She was like, that's so crazy. Wow, we got lucky. Yeah, thanks for the extra space. Earbuds in. Yeah. Didn't say another word.
Please don't talk to me ever again. We're on a plane. This is supposed to be compartmentalized spaces. We're going to look forward the entire time.
Yep.
We're done.
Yeah. Then I watched a movie. I don't remember what it was. Probably something bad.
Well, you're probably pretty upset, so.
No, I was going home 1-1.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I was going home 1-1.
The series then.
Yeah, it was like, oh, we're good, baby. We got these guys. Cubs ain't S, man.
You did have them until the rain came.
We did have them. Well, to be fair, we went up 3-1.
That is true.
I love that everyone bashes on the Warriors. Up 3-1 and lose to LeBron, huh? Losers. And I'm like, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
I forgot about that, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
That's because you should have
won. Game 5, I'm like, here we go. Game 6, I'm like, we got this. Game 7, I'm like, don't blow it. Extra innings, I'm like, no. Oh, man. I keep getting text messages from people. Apparently ESPN loves to play that game, Game 7 of the 16 World Series. Well, it was a great game.
Yeah, I mean, Cubs' first World Series in 100-plus years.
Yeah, Chapman gives up a dinger and, you know, to tie the game and stuff like that. You know, it was a great game. But I get text messages all the time. They're like, bro, Game 7 of the 16 World Series is on TV. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, why would you want to watch that again?
I'm good. Well, I watched 95 and 97. It broke semi recently. It did break my little heart. There ain't much of a heart there.
And it was broken.
It was broken.
You still haven't gotten over it.
I'll never get over it.
Well, unless they win one. Then you'll get over it.
When's that going to happen?
I don't know. When they re-sign Frankie Lindor to a 10-year, $475 million contract.
Cleveland's saving a lot of money during this Rona right now.
In pennies? I don't know.
Oh, no, I just got more sad.
You were the one who brought that up earlier. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, my team sucks.
Well, you had your run.
We did have our run. We did have it. It was nice. Close. I'll never forget the time.
You got to go to World Series games at Progressive Field.
I went to World Series games. That's pretty rad. With my mom.
Well, at the Jake, sorry. Not at Progressive Field.
Yeah, I mean, and with my mom. And, like, that's the coolest thing. Like, mom's the reason I like baseball, so.
And is she also an Indians fan?
No, she's well, now she doesn't really care. Now she's kind of an Indians fan just because I am, but she grew up Big Red Machine.
Ah.
Johnny Bench was dreamy.
Mm.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, big Reds fan.
So you chose the team up the street, and she might not have been too happy about that.
I don't think she cared.
Oh.
I think baseball was a thing for her when she was young, and it was just kind of like, eh, okay. I'm good. The steroids came around and was like, eh.
Is that when she bailed?
No, I don't know. She probably watched Carlton Fisk hit that home run in Game 6 and was like, that's it, I'm done. Never watched again.
Maybe.
Nobody realizes the Reds blew out the Red Sox in Game 7. It's like Game 7 of that, the 04 series you refused to talk about. It was like this thing, it was like, oh my God, the Red Sox have come back. And then it's just like, yak, 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 yak. Johnny Damon, grand slam. And you're like, oh, this is over.
What?
Well,
sorry, I blacked out there for a second. I was picturing a man named Javier Vasquez, and I wanted to throw him off the GW bridge. What?
Well, the SAP are up 1-0 over the LIM in the Costa Rican League, if you guys are curious, and they are dominating offensive possession.
Cool. Steve's making grilled shrimp with linguine and cream sauce.
Well, that sounds delicious. Who is Steve? Don't care. Sounds great. Come over.
Hey, he's wearing a bandana, too.
Two?
Just not over his mouth.
Oh, I forgot I had a bandana on.
Yeah.
Well, you know, trying to be safe out there.
I know. He's just wearing it on his head like a normal person.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I do that, too. So, not really.
Right now, you look like a cowboy, an old Western villain.
Well, I robbed the corner store before I got here.
Makes
they
sense.
Don't know. We all look the same. All right, Oakley Dunkley. Well, we got some baseball for you today, and I'm sure we'll make up some stuff along the way as well. Let's see. What do we got to get into? I got some stuff I got to get to first. First of all, we got to let you guys know that the Fan Golf Classic is unfortunately canceled for 2020 due to the Rona. Due to safety concerns, we're not going to do that this year, but we'll be back in 2021 with some extra things for you guys. So get ready for that. Get your golf swing going. Langdon Farms is open with social distancing, so you can kind of keep your swing going. And I'm sure we'll be back, and those tickets will be those spots for next year's Fan Golf Classic will be hard to come by. So make sure you're paying attention, listen to any of those updates, and we'll have those for you guys. You can follow Mike and I on social media. There's Mike on Twitter at MikeLynch27. You can find me on Instagram at PDiddy085. Speaking of Instagram, I'm doing a live show, live music show tomorrow at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can check that on Facebook or Instagram live. Also, the Beers on Us podcast drops tomorrow at 4-ish. And Mike and I told cool stories about drinking escapades and a plus a beer of the week. So make sure you tune to that. There's the fan text line. That's 55305 for the day. We're about to switch that. So set this into your phone. Make it a contact. It's 503-250-1080. Should be pretty easy for you guys to know. That'll handle all things from here on out. 55305 does work today. But just remember, guys, we are switching over. So stick to that with us. When we come back, there's a lot of baseball players that are not so very happy about what's going on. And does this spell the end of a 2020 season for Major League Baseball? We'll get to all that next. This is the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Who doesn't like a good rubby action? SAP up one over LIM in the 18th minute. Just, you know, keeping you all updated. Serious things here.
Texter doesn't believe you.
Believe me,
I'm a lady on the plane.
Oh, yeah, I see that. See that.
He says, bro.
In 2016, I wasn't single.
Bro, you're short and bald. She wasn't a lesbian. But zing.
Zing.
Got him.
Yeah, but this card swipes, baby, and we drinking. It's 10 in the morning, so? 7 on the West
you
Coast.
You work at a brewery, so?
Was I working at a brewery?
No.
No, not quite. I was about 2 months, no, not even a month away from my current job.
Mm-hmm.
My birthday is on Tuesday.
Happy almost birthday, sir.
Thank you, sir. And I'll never forget this. On Tuesday in 2016, I was working in Lake Oswego, and we had a regular who was the CFO at a brewery. And he was like, hey, I know you like beer. You should come down sometime and hang out. Drink some beers. You're on me, and we'll just hang out and BS. Because, you know, he was a regular and I got along with him really well. So I went down and I needed to find a day and I chose my birthday. My partner at the time, she was like, what do you want to do for your birthday? And I was like, I want to do this. I want to go to this brewery and I want to drink for free. And you're going to drive home. She's like, okay, cool. So I went there and chatted, was there for a couple hours, got sent home with some bottles. And after a little while, he asked me, he goes, wait, hey. Because I said, hey, I heard you guys are opening a new location. He said, yeah, we are. Do you want to work for us? No. I don't want to. You know, I'm happy with where I am. They take care of me. But, you know, I'll listen. Inside of my head, I'm like, yes. And so he was like, oh, well, I'll put you in touch with our director of restaurant ops. I was like, okay. Okay, cool. Sounds chill.
I think in your head, you're probably like, damn it, couldn't you just offer me the job now, CFO?
Yeah, right. And then, you know, fast forward a couple months after that and boom, I was hired and I've been with them ever since.
There you go.
Yeah. So my birthday on Tuesday will be my 4-year anniversary of flirting with the current job that I have. I still flirt every day because I have to make them think I'm still worthy.
That is true. Yeah. You got to keep the attention up.
Yeah. Yeah. I promise I still love being here.
Also, you've talked about it on the air. You don't have to be so secretive anymore.
What?
You've said
I know where you work now. I know.
Before you were like trying not to mix work with work, and now it's like, I mean, come on.
And now none of us have jobs, so who cares?
Yeah.
Well, I have a job, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, ye old break side has been good for me for the last 4 years or so. So, Frey Money's out there listening. Thanks, bud. I owe you one. Well, I owe you like 35.
You know, a lot of them.
Yeah. I owe you a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do for my birthday. People are like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And I was like, go to work.
Go home.
I do work on Tuesdays. It's my Friday. So that's nice. And then when I get off work, I'm going to hit the clubs, baby.
Yeah.
The A-Crop steak bites with my name on it. Well, Clackamas County. What?
Washington County might be open too next week.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They said first week of June is when they applied for. And guess what next week is? The first week of June. So, you know, you might have some options.
I don't know of good strip clubs in Washington County, though.
I don't either.
I think they're all in Clackamas. Let's be real here.
I know there's a Dolphin in downtown Beaverton. I know that.
They know how to party in Southeast Portland. Happy Valley. 82nd. What?
I mean, strip clubs and me, that's not, I don't know.
I know, man.
That's not my alley.
If I never go to a strip club again, I'll be happy.
I mean, I wouldn't mind going again at some point, but it's not like my, oh, yeah, I'm going to go. Can't wait.
Can you imagine?
Bart's got it? No.
Can you imagine going to a bar and at this bar, there is a band there playing music and they're playing, but you can't hear it?
I see what you're doing.
Can you imagine walking into a tap room and they're just pouring beer in front of you and you don't get to drink one? That sounds terrible.
I've been to a strip club, so yes, I can imagine
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's basically what it's like.
Yeah.
It's like, here's everything. Oh,
No. You could look.
No.
You might be able to touch in some places. You probably shouldn't.
Can I just get a beer? Nope. Sorry. This is a pour-only facility. You can't actually drink. We pour this beer in front of you, then we set it there for a second.
And some of these facilities have glasses that are completely made black, so you can't see what's inside the glass.
And right as you can't fight the urge anymore and you reach for it, we take it and pour it down the drain. And then take your money. That'll be
$7. Seven? More like 20.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what brewery are you going to? Is this Modern Times? Hey-oh. Oh, did I just take a shot? That was inappropriate. Yeah.
What's up, Conrad?
That was inappropriate. What up, buddy? Woo. That's why I got the bandana around my neck, just in case I gotta like.
I thought it was to cover your face after taking a shot at a big brewery in the city.
Cover my face? Am I scared of the brewery?
No, you're blocking your identity.
Oh, I'm on radio.
I don't know what you look like.
Nobody's listening.
They don't know what you look like.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Well, just wait until somebody gets back to you about this.
I know. Text line's all quiet. Phone's not beeping. She tells me my girlfriend's not listening. Nobody in the beer world's texting.
Yeah. For whatever reason, an AE emails you tomorrow. What did you say?
Yeah, right.
I had a deal.
There's the CFO, Patrick. Hey, man. Congratulations on your anniversary. And it's gone.
And they're gone.
Yep. So I just blame it on it being such a gorgeous day.
It is a beautiful day.
All these people walking along the poop-filled Willamette.
Yep. We got a couple of days in the 80s coming up. It's going to be a beautiful week.
I know. I got today and tomorrow off, so
go enjoy the sun.
Yeah.
Go lay out somewhere and do nothing, because what else can you do?
Yeah, all right. I do have a patio, so that should be nice. All right, when we come back, I do want to dive into this Major League Baseball story, because you and I, Mike, we've talked about this off the air. We get a lot of opinions on this, and I am genuinely concerned about the avenue this goes down. So we'll get into all that next on the Hot Corner. But first, there's Mike with sports.
Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
It's 7:33 here on Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. This is 1080 The Fan. Well, I remember distinctly being on this show about 2 months ago when the Rona started, or the vid, as I like to call it, or used to call it. And I sat here in this chair with you across from me, and I said that I firmly believe Major League Baseball will be ready to go. Boy, do I not feel that way anymore.
Yeah, it feels pretty bad.
It feels pretty bad. Not good. And before we get into stuff, I want to talk a little bit logistic stuff. So the Major League Baseball, let's see, let's rewind, okay?
So
the Scooby-Doo. Major League Baseball basically said that they were going to do a prorated thing, right? We're going to play half season. Players are going to make half their salary. We're going to try to make this work.
50-50 split.
Major League Baseball Players Association? Yeah, sounds great. And actually with little pushback. So they were kind of like, we get it. Everything's going on. 50-50. Shortened season. Let's do it. Now, Major League Baseball has come out with their numbers about what it would cost their owners to play a shortened season. And they don't like the numbers.
Shocking.
Shocking.
The billionaires, any sports league likes their numbers.
The right billionaires now aren't making enough money, so they don't like it. And so they came back to the players and said, yeah, you remember that thing? Yeah, forget about that thing. We're actually going to do this thing. And it has caused quite the backlash. So where we are now is Major League Baseball has now asked the Players Association and the players that if they're going to play in 2020, that they're going to have to take a significant pay cut. And that is not resonating well. We saw some little bit of Blake Snell a couple weeks ago. Man, doesn't that feel like last season?
It does.
Blake Snell's comments.
That was last week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blake Snell went all under fire. Oh, you're selfish. Oh, you privileged athlete.
$8 million salary.
Well, that $8 million salary would turn to like two real quick.
Yep.
And Major League Baseball has put this out, and it's caused, quite the stir. And the players are vocal. The players are extremely vocal about their discontent. And in classic Major League Baseball fashion, they want to pin this on the players for being selfish. But I'm curious. I don't know where the blame really lies. Because it does, there were some numbers that came out that said Major League Baseball could lose, up to $400,000 a game. Each team could lose up to $400,000 a game under the prorated 82 game a year schedule. So is this just trying to make sure they don't go bankrupt? Or do the players here got themselves actually a point to make?
The players have a point to make. I feel that way very strongly. Look at what Oakland's doing, for example, as
that is nasty. That's ugly in Oakland.
I don't know what the right word to use is outside of maybe just evil. I mean, your owner is worth billions of dollars, and they're basically just telling all the minor leaguers, yeah, first of all, you're only getting paid $400, whatever it is, like a week or 2 weeks. I think it was a month, like $400 a month.
No, I think it's $400 a week.
Was it that?
Which is less than I make. And I don't want to make a slam on like my employers, but I work in the restaurant industry. I work for a brewery. It's not a ton of, we don't work in this industry to become billionaires. We work because we love it.
Right. Well, minor leaguers make nothing. I mean, the numbers they make is very, very
small. But those guys are going to make less than a, service industry employee, right, which is wild to think.
But it's that point that's kind of overarching here for me is the fact that the A's owner has billions of dollars or is worth billions of dollars, and he's not willing to give his minor league players money through this shows you everything you need to see, is that the owners have the money to eat this.
Mm-hmm.
All of them do.
Oh, yeah.
Some have more, some have less, but they all have the money to eat this. They're billionaires. I think the biggest thing to remember here, and I know it's not easy to do because it's just a number, it's a word. Billion is a word. But when you think about how much $1 billion is, you have to think about it in terms of money that you understand and extrapolate that up. And then you realize, oh my effing God, they have billions of dollars. So when you look at the players complaining and saying, again, you're looking at millions of dollars, which is chump change to a billionaire.
Right.
But you're looking at millions of dollars for them, and they're saying, hey, I'm losing X amount of money just because you are afraid of the money you're going to lose from doing this. You're trying to get some sort of break-even point or something for you. The owners don't need to break even.
Right.
The owners could front this. They can deal with this for the most part. And maybe there's some help that could be shared from MLB, which, by the way, has more than all the owners combined.
And I've even heard like talk of, owners and teams like borrowing against future years.
Yep.
So it's like instead of making, Major League Baseball in 2019, if might be 2018, because I don't think they released the numbers right away. So it's probably like 2018 or 17, was a $6 billion industry. And you can afford to borrow against future self.
Well, yeah. And I also think that they've
Bobby Bonilla has been doing it for 20 years.
Greatest contract ever signed. I think the players said they'd be willing to do that too and say, we'll take less now if we get it then.
Yeah.
Which MLB kind of said, not really. Not really interested in doing that. People want their sports back.
Yes.
Which is why
Which
is why I think that they are siding with the owners instead of the players here, because they're saying, look, I don't care what it takes. Get on the field and play for me because I'm bored and at home and I need entertainment. Right. Dance, monkey, dance. And I understand that to a certain extent, but you have to look at it from the bigger perspective here and say, the way I'm trying to look at this for myself, because I think it's easy to be angry at the players and be like, come on, man. Come on, Garrett Cole.
I know, it's so
you're
easy.
You're not making $35 million, you're making $8 million. I'm so sorry for your struggles, Garrett.
I think it's really easy to be like, oh, you make millions of dollars. Why are you freaking out?
Yeah, oh, boo-hoo. But I try to look at it this way. Look at it as if it was you and say, you were being told, and maybe some of you have had to deal with this because you've taken pay cuts or you're...
I think there's a lot of people out there.
You're being furloughed or whatever. And they say, hey, we're not making that much money this year, so we're going to ask you to take a 50% pay cut, right?
Right.
Which is what they're asking the baseball players to do.
To do 50% less of the work.
Yep.
Let's keep that in mind.
Yep.
So it's a fair trade there.
And then they come back and say, hey, by the way, you know, we really are, we've crunched the numbers even more. And we said 50%, but we're going to need to take 30% more off of that 50% number already. So you're going to be making about, oh, I don't know, 10, 15% of your salary for half the work, for 50% of the work.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine
10%
that,
of your salary for 50% of the work.
Imagine that in your role and how livid you would be. Now, extrapolate that up to a baseball player. Again, I know it's hard to do because most of you out there, I'm assuming most of you out there, do not have millions of dollars that you're making every year. If you are, hey, hey, rich guy, thanks for listening.
Beers on Us needs a sponsor.
Yeah. Also, if you just want to share, that'd be cool. But
sponsored by Johnny. Johnny's a cool guy.
If you want to like people, meet Johnny.
Jet skis on the Willamette.
Extrapolated up to them, they're looking at this from their perspective and saying, I'm losing 80-90% of my salary, and the MLB put out like a whole little tier system now, and they're like, well, the guys who make less won't lose that much. Still, it doesn't, they're still cutting even more than they promised to cut in the first place. You can't support the owners in doing this knowing how much money they have. Yes, they're losing money right now,
right?
But they have that money.
Yeah.
They're billionaires.
Yeah, you own a sports team.
I mean, come on.
You know, badly, like Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez have tons of money and they can't buy a team.
Well, they're trying.
Well, I know, but they can't.
Yeah.
They haven't done it yet.
They also need like other people in their group.
That's what I mean. Like, it's not easy to own a sports team. So to be able to do this, you got to be worth lots and lots of dollars.
So, I mean, I understand the other side to this. I understand people looking at it. Well, it's a business. And if you're running a business, you got to be smart and you got to have good practices and you got to be balanced and all this kind of stuff. But I mean, generally, the higher ups in businesses are greedy.
Yeah,
they want the most money they can get for themselves, and that's what the owners are doing here. And they're trying to pit the players against each other. They're trying to pit the fans against the players because they know that the fans want baseball back. They're putting the pressure on them from all sides. Credit to the players. They're saying, F you. I'm not doing this.
It's almost like Major League Baseball is banking on 94 again. Because in 94 in the strike, when baseball came back in 95, the fans took it all out on the players. They were like, it's your fault. You're a bunch of babies. You're privileged athletes. And it took steroids in 98, McGuire, Sosa, Griffey. Not that Griffey was on steroids, but the home run race of 98. That it took that to get fans back into baseball. The average fan back into baseball.
I don't know. It took 96 for me.
And I hate you. Shut up.
That was also the first year I watched baseball. So
and it's almost like Major League Baseball is banking on that. It's like, yeah, they're going to take this out on the players. And it's like, I don't know, man. In today's world, when it's not just athletes losing out on money, but you see all these stories, countless stories throughout this town and all over America of people not getting their unemployment and people not getting money and not being able to pay bills, you've almost humanized them.
Yeah.
And I think that's a scary thing for Major League Baseball.
I have some quotes from John Heyman, or some tweets, I should say. And I know you have some of the numbers up in front of you.
I got the numbers in front of me. Yeah.
Heyman said the players had kind of an impromptu call today, or like the heads of the Players Association or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you want baseball back, it's not going to make you feel very good.
Yeah. And that's where I want to get to next. And when we come back, that's what I kind of want to dive into. What's the crystal ball? What's the future? I'll read some of these numbers that Passan put out about if you make X amount of money, this is how much money Major League Baseball wants you to make. And we'll read some of those ideas as well. This is the Hot Corner, Portland sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Got a bunch of people coming in on the fan text line at 55305. Kind of, seems like everybody's kind of siding with players on this. And I think that's kind of real. I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, this is different than a strike. Whether it's the NBA in 99 or, you know, Major League Baseball in 94 or in 94 or, you know, the couple times that the NFL has gotten close to this. This is different. Like, everybody's losing right now. It's not just an athlete that's mad over TV money or something like that. Like, this is, you know, we're all feeling the hit on this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's a strange time to be a human being on Earth.
Yeah.
Because everyone's being affected by this. I had this thought watching German soccer last week, Bundesliga.
Bundesliga. And I watched yesterday and this morning.
I had this thought of, this is happening everywhere. And we get all in our bubble and we're like, oh, you know, America's numbers are the worst in the world.
What are you doing about Multnomah County?
I mean, and it's warranted, but.
I need Multnomah County.
I mean, we all want Multnomah County, right?
Yeah, I want the United States of America, too.
Yeah, so, but I had that
or North America. Or the world.
Watching all the players. Mankind. All the players in masks.
Space station.
No fans, social distancing. And I went, so that's happening in Germany. And I was like, duh, it's the German soccer league. And I went, this is happening in Germany. This is happening in Spain. It's happening in England. It's happening in China. It's happening in India. It's happening in Australia. It's everywhere. Literally everywhere, except for North Korea. Literally everywhere. And I just had that.
Or New Zealand. They're clear.
Almost, yeah. I just had that thought of like, we're all going through this, literally all of us. And it's kind of crazy to think about because, like, I know we're getting it the worst here in the U.S. and it's terrible numbers. Yeah. And, you know, it seems to be getting a little bit better, especially here, but some states still have increasing numbers and all that. But, I mean, it was just kind of this mind-blowing thought of, like, this has turned so political.
Yeah.
I mean, everything kind of has lately. But the virus doesn't give an S about that. And it doesn't give an S just about the U.S. It's everywhere. And I just had that thought of, like, why are we making this such a political thing when it's everyone is doing the same thing?
As the great Anakin Skywalker once said, you're starting to sound like a separatist.
Am I?
Yeah.
Just the thought. Just the thought.
Yeah, it's kind of everywhere.
Literally everywhere. And I just had that kind of mind-blowing realization because we live in this little world of reading Oregon's news and the U.S.'s news, and I'm like, man, that's just not the case.
Yeah, it's true. I saw on the news the other day, it was like Italy has opened up restaurants. And I'm kind of looking at that, and I'm like, oh, okay. You know, they got hit super hard, and they're kind of getting to that.
Yep.
So, okay. All right. I'm following. You know, I'm not just like, Italy's open, let's do it. No, it's like, okay, where's the trajectory? So if those guys, and eating out in Italy, that's life.
Yes, it is.
That's life. You know,
you have tiny little restaurants with tables jam-packed next to each other.
Yeah.
There's a lot of outdoor eating there as well.
There is.
But which does help.
Your mom cooks for you on Sunday, and then you go out every night.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And you eat dinner for 4 hours.
For four, like that's what it is. So I'm looking at it going, okay. So let's think about this. I'm just trying to figure out why there was no pumped in crowd noise in Leipzig this morning. Come on, guys. That's what really grinds my gears.
Watching a German Bundesliga match where they started pumping in fake crowd noise, but they didn't, and I'm mad.
Well, they did in Dortmund, Bayern. They did in Schalke.
Dusseldorf,
thank you. I was going to remember that. I forgot it earlier.
Fortuna Dusseldorf.
So, yeah.
Why Fortuna? I don't know.
Why is it Borussia?
I think that means club.
No, that means like, I think that's part of a, I've looked this up 1,000 times. It's like, it's actually part of like Eastern European and Russian invasion and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought that was just another, like, you know how teams have like FC for football club. I thought Borussia was just like that.
No.
Because there's also Borussia Mönchengladbach.
No, I think they just for some reason keep throwing props to the Ruskies.
Mm. Okay. I mean,
somebody is.
Anyway.
Okay.
That got a little weird.
We digress. So swinging this back in full circle, this is kind of what Like Jeff Passan put this tweet out about potentially salary cuts in the MLB plan. And it's broken down that if you make this much money, this is what the proposal says you make. And this is a full year number to a proposal. Now, the numbers are 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, 2, 1, and then some thousands of dollars. So if off the top of my head, I can think about this, I think I can relate this to some players.
Okay.
Okay. So at $35 million a year, you would make $7.84 million. That is Manny Machado. No, that is Bryce Harper.
Yep.
Bryce Harper. Mike Trout would make more than that because he makes $44 million.
What does Gerrit Cole make?
Gerrit Cole makes about this.
Yeah.
I think Gerrit Cole makes about this. So Bryce Harper, Gerrit Cole makes $7.84 million to play 80 games.
Down from $35 million.
Which would have been 18 and a half mil.
Yep.
18 and a half to 7.84.
They're making less than half of what they were already making at half of what they were supposed to make.
Right. Okay. Drop this to $25 million. That is Alex Rodriguez's blockbuster Texas deal.
Okay.
He would make $6.05 million.
Okay.
Let's get to, let's see here, $15 million, which is what Dallas Keuchel was looking for.
Okay.
4 years at 15 a pop. So $60 million deal. He would make $4 million a year.
Okay. I'm noticing the scale of difference getting smaller.
Yep. Yep. So it goes, so then you get to $1 million a year, which I imagine, the, you know, homeboy Adam Conley from the great Washington State University relief pitcher for the Miami Marlins probably makes about $1 million a year. He would make $434,000. No, that's not so bad.
Nope. I mean,
that's almost half.
It's about half, yeah.
That's almost half. And then the league minimum is $563,500. That would drop you to $262,000.
Okay.
So again, little under half.
Yeah. So they're still, that's funny that they're still taking less than what they promised, even to the lowest of the low.
Yes.
Or more than what they promised. I mean, now barely. I mean, that's like 52% for that person, but it's still like they're just trying to take every little penny they can.
So I find it interesting that a lot of, you know, a lot of things that I've heard is, and I'm playing devil's advocate right here, a lot of things that I've heard is that these minor league guys, these low end the table guys, they need the money more so than anybody else. But they're taking the list, the least chunk, correct?
Yes.
Percentage wise.
Mm-hmm.
Will those guys be more okay with this?
Of course they will. That's what baseball's trying to do.
And they're trying to turn those young kids against the Machados, the Kershaws, the Coles. No one's going against Mike Trout. He's the best player in baseball. Christian Yelich is like, hey, guys, my knee hurts. Lay off.
I'm a nice guy.
I'm coming back. Yeah. All right. I played for the Marlins, for crying out loud. Give me a break. So that's the whole catch.
Yeah, they want the players who make less. They want to pit them against each other. That's why I said it last segment. They want those guys to go up to the veterans and say, look, man, you're still going to make $7 million, Garrett. But I need that $265,000 to afford my home and my kids. So what, I'm just going to make nothing? And you can't take a
And that's what would happen.
$25,000 pay or $1 million pay cut. And Gerrit Cole's going to look at him and just say, get out of here, kid.
And that's what
happened. That's what they're trying to do, at least.
Right? No season means nobody gets money. Right?
I believe so.
What happened to guaranteed contracts?
I don't know.
What if that comes down?
Well, the MLB's trying to get rid of that whole idea of like,
yeah,
there's a salary cap temporarily and a 50
players are like, wait a sec. If we don't go on strike, but we can't reach a deal, do we just get paid? Mookie Betts is like, don't care. All right, when we come back, I do want to touch in. I want to get your opinion, Mike. And if you've got your opinion out on the text line, 55305 is where to find us, at least for the rest of today. I'm interested.
Also 503-250-1080.
That also will come across as well. I'm interested to think if any of you all out there, and I'll ask Mike this and I'll give you my 2 cents.
And I have John Heyman tweets, don't forget.
Oh, yeah, and John Heyman tweets. We'll do that next as well. I want to know a percentage, a yes or no, a vote of confidence, we'll wait and see. Will there be a season in 2020 of Major League Baseball? We'll get to all that next in a loaded second hour. This is the Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.